This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, senior writer for the Philadelphia Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. We're used to seeing Nazis depicted in film as pitiless monsters, but are we ready to see them as human beings committing monstrous acts? That's a question posed by the new German film Downfall, which presents a detailed and historically accurate account of the last 12 days of the Third Reich as experienced in Hitler's underground bunker. A half a million Germans saw Downfall in its first 5 days, and it earned an Oscar nomination for Best Foreign Film. The film has stirred controversy because it depicts Adolf Hitler and other Nazi leaders, Joseph Goebbels and Heinrich Himmler among them, as people with families and feelings. The Hitler in Downfall does indulge in rants of self-pity and paranoia, but he also shows kindness towards his aides, secretaries, and his dog, Blondie. Our guests today are the film's director, Oliver Hirschbiegel, who is directed in film and German television, and veteran actor Bruno Ganz, who portrays Hitler. Ganz was born in Switzerland, but has lived in Berlin for much of his life, and he's a familiar figure in German cinema. He starred in Wim Wenders' Wings of Desire and has appeared in several American movies, including The Boys from Brazil and the remake of The Manchurian Candidate. To prepare for his role, Ganz immersed himself in firsthand descriptions of Hitler. He read books and studied archival film and listened to recordings of his voice. Political leaders are known for having ways of being persuasive to people. Some of them inspire their followers. Some of them bully. Some of them joke. As you looked at these materials from those who had firsthand experience with Adolf Hitler, what was his style one-on-one? We all picture him as a ranting speechmaker, but what was he like one-on-one? What did you learn?
I learned that all of them are saying that he was quite a gentle man, that he could be generous, that he treated them well, that he was... And then they mention, all of them say that he was yelling, screaming, and terribly angry sometimes. They couldn't figure out why, but they accepted this because he was a big shot, and so, you know. But I was really surprised by it was rather warm feelings they had. What they wrote and said about him was after 45, which is important because they didn't know the entire. They didn't know really what he did to the. To the genocide side of what I mean, what he did to the Jews was really known after the war. So even then, they said he could be a very gentle man, and this was this surprised me. But I, from the very beginning, I thought the really interesting point is how did he come in power? Why was he supported and I would dare to say loved by a lot of German people, and then you should try to show that the rest or even ruins of what he once represented is still present, even in a, maybe in a very deranged way. That was my goal.
Hitler's biographer Ian Kershaw remarked that you, Bruno Ganz, had Hitler's voice in this film down to perfection. He described it as chillingly authentic. Let's just listen to a little bit of you in this film portraying Adolf Hitler.
Himmler! Unter ein ausgerechnet Himmler! Der Treue! Das ist der schlimmste Verrat von allen! Göring, ja. Der war korrupt, immer schon. Speer, ja. Ein wildfremder, unberechenbarer Künstler. All die anderen, ja. Aber Himmler.
That was Bruno Ganz in the film Downfall, in which he portrays Adolf Hitler. Bruno Ganz, how did you find Hitler's voice? How did you duplicate it?
We in Europe, we have, let's say, my generation still, we remember his speeches, which was frightening. But you are a kid when I heard him or listened to his, even in Switzerland where I was brought up. And you so remember really this kind of screaming, and it's so, it was frightening. That's what we remember. But then when I got that tape, that that you can hear him talk to a Finnish diplomat. It was secretly recorded, and he's completely relaxed. And he sounds so, I mean, he is talking about the usual stuff, about his army on the Russian front, which it was in 42, and I think he started to understand that this adventure in Russia maybe would go wrong. And so he's talking about his army would be a rather summer army and not prepared for winter, and summer army and winter army, and this kind of distinction. You can hear him completely relaxed, and I thought that's a good example for the bunker, because in the last days, and talking to people very close to him, like Eva Braun, he will not be yelling at her, and I could clearly hear the mixture between his Austrian dialect and this kind of militarized real correct German, and he managed to mix this too, because he came from Austria and he had quite a heavy accent. He managed to learn this the official German, but underneath you can still hear where he is from, and this is for German speaking people interesting. And I always wondered what kind of language he used, and so I this was one of my training. The other was the Parkinson disease. I went to hospitals and watched people with that disease, and so I learned this kind of trembling, shaking hand, and so ever, whatsoever.
Hitler had Parkinson. You felt that's something you had to learn about, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. What did that add to the performance, do you think?
Well, it was a technical difficulty. When I'm using the term technical, I mean this is a really active language, or my language. I mean, you had to keep shaking or trembling the left hand, while you are screaming at someone, and you are emotionally completely, really, you get furious and you are engaged and you're completely concentrated on your emotions, and it shouldn't stop that your hand keeps trembling, and that's just that's some problem sometimes for an actor.
Yeah, a lot of actors, when they're shooting a movie for a period of time, bring the part home with them. At least some essential core of the character they're playing stays with them in their off hours. And I wonder if you found that was true while you were shooting this film, and if it bothered you.
No, but I feared it, so I thought I got to construct it. I don't know how shall I explain this? Kind of a security wall or something, so that I would be able really to go into it at the studio in the shooting hours, and once I leave the studio, I could completely lose him and turn away and be myself and go back to a hotel and have dinner or not, and just not to care anymore about Hitler. That's what I managed, but I, you know, now 5 months later, I feel that I didn't. It's not. there's still some shadow.
Our guests are Bruno Ganz. He is the actor who played Adolf Hitler in Downfall, the new film about the closing days of the Third Reich in Adolf Hitler's underground bunker. Also with us is Oliver Hirschbiegel, who is the director of the film. Oliver Hirschbiegel, you were born in Germany in 1957. You've seen the German people come to terms with the Nazi experience over the years. And I'm wondering, I mean, this is a big question, but where do you think the German national consciousness is today with the Nazi experience, and how has that affected the way you would want to portray, or the kind of artistic picture of Hitler that you wanted to present?
See, I don't think there hasn't been, and there will never be a coming to terms with that part of our history. That to me sounds like as if there that there is a chance to find peace, you know? And I do not think so. I think even though I was born after the war, and my children and the children of my children will certainly not be guilty, but the Germans will, for the next hundreds of years, have to live with the responsibility. There is no coming to terms with the fact that we stand for the worst crime in the history of human mankind. That's the wrong... I think is a wrong idea. We, especially the younger generation, myself, we have always just been lectured about this part of our history, and I always found that ridiculous. Firstly, I do not want to be lectured about things. I want to be able to ask questions and get sufficient answers. And then it is not enough to describe horror. I always had the feeling that just only describing it kind of diminishes the horror. I think we really have to understand that the blood of the people who were responsible for this is still in our veins, and we really have to do research. What is it in the German soul? What is it in the German history that made this possible in this particular moment? And I think that's for years to come. We will have to work on this.
Director Oliver Hirschbiegel, also with us actor Bruno Ganz, who portrayed Hitler in the new German film Downfall. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our conversation with actor Bruno Ganz and director Oliver Hirschbiegel about the new German film Downfall. You wanted to make this film as historically accurate as possible, and so you did a lot of research. Tell us, first of all, about the bunker. It's this cavernous, multi-corridored place in the film. Tell us a little bit about it and how you wanted to depict it.
Well, I had watched all the other films, and all the directors had taken their freedom and had used this bunker situation for their purposes, right? The color and the shape and all that. And I thought that, and I still believe so, there is no messing around with the Third Reich. I think you have to take on this subject very serious. So it was only logic for me to... tell my production designer that I wanted this bunker to be constructed exactly in the same way that it originally was, following the floor plan. And we were lucky enough to get the original floor plan. And what you see in the film is, to the centimeter, or to the inch, as you say here in this country, exact what it was like.
What was remarkable about the bunker to you?
Well, it's considering... the size of the horror the Third Reich created, the bunker situation there, it was nearly funny. It was this whole system was reduced to a dirty little kind of community kitchen or something like that.
Wow.
Furniture was great, yeah.
What was that?
It was a mix, you know. It was like these concrete little, these rooms made by concrete, and then they just took down some of that furniture from the Reichschancellery, which was way too big because it was designed for the Reichschancellery, which was a huge building. And it was odd. It must have been odd then, and it was very odd to walk around in my own set. It was surprising. And, I had an advisor at hand, the Baron Loringhofen. He was the assistant of General Krebs, and he's 92 now. And he could, like, exactly describe which furniture was standing. He could tell us all the details and could tell us things that were not quite right. And it was amazing to see him walk around there, because he just said, yes, this is how it looked like. This is how it was.
One of the most disturbing subplots or scenes in this is we see Joseph Goebbels and his wife Magda, and his wife, without necessarily giving away a part of the story everyone might know, has the notion that she should kill all of her children because she does not want them to live in a world that does not have National Socialism. And I think what's interesting about the scene as she approaches this resolution of hers to murder her own children is an absence of ambivalence about it, I mean, or regret. I mean, she seems completely determined. In fact, she weeps hardest for Hitler, and when she falls at his knees and begs him to keep leading. Do you think a woman could approach killing her own children without shedding a tear, as she does in this film?
Well, we know that after she had killed her children, she went back stone-faced, sat down, and laid out a card game, solitaire, and that her tears were streaming, but that she did not show any emotion aside from that. That seems logic to me, because whenever I watch this documentary footage, watching her, she always appeared as a very cold person in a way. Of course, she deals with the killing in a loving way, but to me, she always appears rather like a machine. And then to my own surprise, I watched Goebbels himself. I mean, this is one of the meanest characters you find in history. And you watch this man, and you know this man loves his children. He really cares for them. You see him as he plays for them, and it's obvious he doesn't do it for the news. It's something, as a director, I can judge that was real. And that's very unsettling to see that. And of course, it was very helpful too.
Mm-hmm. My guest is Oliver Hirschbiegel. He is the director of the film Downfall, which depicts the closing days of the Third Reich, as seen in Hitler's underground bunker. Also with us, Bruno Ganz, who plays Adolf Hitler in the film. About a year ago, we interviewed the director Bronwyn Hughes, who'd made a film in South Africa called Stander. And in that film, there was a scene in which she reconstructed a deadly confrontation from the apartheid area between white South African police and demonstrators in a black township. And one of the things she said was that it was very painful for the South African actors and the extras to depict this traumatic part of their relatively recent history. And I'm wondering whether, as those of you worked in this claustrophobic reconstruction of Hitler's bunker, whether it was hard for any of the German actors and crew to relive this painful part of German history.
Well, now it's the actor answering. I mean, I wouldn't say painful, but German actors do not like to do this. And once they do it because they, I don't know, money or because just they need work or something, it's a very ironical way they approach. And it's a lot of joking, and they do this Hitler salute, and it's embarrassing. And so they try to come with jokes. But I didn't like that very much because I couldn't afford that for my Hitler interpretation, so I tried to stop them. And after, well, I don't know, 10 days or so, we had a very calm and it was quiet, and we were concentrated on what we had to do, and we got somehow used to enter in early in the morning this bunker and to leave it at night and being as extras somehow close to the leading Nazi figures. This was part of the job. And I felt that my colleagues, I am not born in I'm considered as a German actor, but so maybe for me it's easier, or was
right.
easier.
But right. You were born in Switzerland, but you lived many years in Berlin, right?
Yeah. I feel very close to Germany, and I would not be ashamed to be German, not at all. But you know, my parents or grandparents had not to deal with, or I had never to ask them, what did you do? What did you do at that time? Because they lived in Switzerland, and so they were not involved, which made it maybe easier for me.
Oliver, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, one must be aware that the symbols they were using, the swastika, these SS runes, the uniforms, all the other symbols, they have a very strong power still, a frightening power. So I would not call it painful, but very unpleasant. And you have to deal with it day in, day out, month for month for month. For me, it never ended because I had to cut the film as well. What was really painful was the shoot of the sedating and killing of the children. That was really painful. That was the most terrible shooting days I ever had, and that was painful for the actors as well. And of course, it was not for the children, because I had explained for them to them what we were setting out to do. I'd explained that story. I told them that was so unbelievable that children could be killed by their own parents, that we had to restage it now to make sure that that would never happen again. And they went with that, and they were happy, gay, and outspoken. They took it as a cool game to play, while all the adults were standing by, and you know, we're fighting tears, right?
Right.
I'm a father of two children. Corinna has three children. It's inconceivable.
But these were nice kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very talented too.
Yeah. Right.
Director Oliver Hirschbiegel and actor Bruno Ganz, who portrays Hitler in the new German film Downfall. They'll be back in the second half of the show. I'm Dave Davies, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, sitting in for Terry Gross. My guests are actor Bruno Ganz and director Oliver Hirschbiegel. Ganz plays Adolf Hitler in the new German film Downfall, which depicts the end of the Third Reich and Hitler's underground bunker. Hirschbiegel directed the film. This film has been widely viewed in Germany. It's caused it's earned praise, and it's also stirred some controversy. And I wanted you to address some of the criticisms. And one of them, there was I guess it was Julie Salmon in the New York Times, kind of was struck by the telling detail and the candor of this picture, this portrait of Hitler in his final days. But she said, what does this really tell us? I mean, that in his final days in the bunker, he sits, he shakes, he has lunch, but so what? And David Denby of The New Yorker also has a similar take, sort of says that it evokes a picture, but do we really learn anything from it? And what is your reaction to the idea that in seeing these Hitler, the details of his life, we don't learn anything new or meaningful about him and the Nazi experience? Oliver, I guess that is to you.
Well, there are 82,000 books written about Adolf Hitler alone, and none of these books give sufficient answers about this whole complex, especially Adolf Hitler. So a film will never be able to explain all that. There's a lot of knowledge in this film that was not common before we had done it. So I do not really understand that question. Mm-hmm. I read the piece by Dunby, and I was a bit I was a bit sad, because I'm a big admirer of The New Yorker, and it for me stands for doing precise research and homework, and the gentleman has not done it. He states things like that I would stage the suicides of these officers as heroic acts.
And just to clarify for to clarify for our audience, some of the officers in the bunker as it's coming to the end shoot themselves, and David Denby criticizes you as sort of portraying this as if it's a noble act. You're saying it was not at all noble.
Of course not. I think it's cowardice to kill yourself and not face the consequences of your doing. But you must know that was just following the tradition of the Prussian army. It was not an invention of the Nazis. It was a very German thing to do. And who am I to make them kill themselves as cowards? They just did not do it. Mm-hmm. They just took the guns and put it to their heads and pulled the trigger. Now, the concept of this film is that we only show things that we know about. Well, we have accounts and descriptions, and that's what I did. And I did very thorough research.
And I think that the younger generation, people about let's say 20 or so in Germany, that they can learn something about their German history, because you know it's one thing, and it's quite abstract to read books about it. And a movie is something very, very physical. And you see these people. Hitler, for instance, he got a face, he got movements, he got a way to speak, and that's something they lack at school. So for them, I'm sure this film will, I mean, if this is the question, if you can learn something, I think they really can learn something.
I watched the film with my wife, and when it ended, I mean, I think we both found it riveting, but she said, you know, I'm not sure what the point of view here is, and I wonder if this isn't at the heart of some of the criticism you're getting, because and we have to say that the film doesn't just depict Hitler in the bunker. There are terrible scenes of the suffering that German civilians are enduring outside as the war continues. But in order to show Hitler as a human being and the other characters as human beings, you inevitably show their point of view, and inevitably some part of the film empathizes with them. And I'm wondering if the problem is that in seeing these characters as human beings, you're simply bringing us close to something that we don't want to a part of us doesn't want. We don't want to see these people.
Because we know we all have evil in us. That seems to be the frightening point. See, if we talk about the point of view, the point of view is not the point of view of these people. The point of view of the film in wanting to be obviously a film against war. What we see is are perpetrators, basically all bad people. Now, as I do not do a documentary, it's my job as a director to kiss these characters to life as they were. They were human beings. They were fathers, they were sons, and they were just human beings. And that seems to be the upsetting fact in some cases, because we all know that evil can come around with a smiling face and very friendly. And stating that these people were not just evil monsters, but human beings, implies, of course, that this can happen again or might happen again. And I understand that is a frightening thought. But we, as the Germans, we can't let go just by saying this was terrible and we are responsible and this must never happen again, because it's a dead end road.
Yeah.
To say the horror was tremendous is not enough. We have to find out how this was possible. And the only way to do it is by reaching down into the German soul. We have to touch the German soul to come up with answers and questions.
And in addition, I would say that we are artists, which includes that we are curious, and we should be allowed, or even if we are not allowed, we should take risks. And this, in this film, we take the risk of a closer look, and this might be disturbing, and people might not like it, but somehow it's true what we did.
Well, Bruno Ganz, Oliver Hirschbiegel, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Director Oliver Hirschbiegel and actor Bruno Ganz. Their new film about the end of the Third Reich is called Downfall. Coming up, the spaceman of Major League Baseball, Bill Lee. This is Fresh Air.